It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI. The Mount Vernon Coaches Show is brought to you and hosted by United Fidelity Bank. Mount Vernon sports all season long brought to you by the M Club, Bud's Hardware, the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, Keitel Eye Care, the Posey County Co-op, and United Fidelity Bank.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, and Coach Messmer. It is the Mount Vernon Wildcats Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are live from United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. We're going to have an informative show, as always, and Coach Messmer will tell us about the wide-open playbook that he's going to have for this Friday. Same as he always does, you know. But we have to, you know, cover what we consider the bad news. Last Friday, we were on the short end of a 35-7 Gibson Southern score. I tell you, we got a lot of good things to talk about from that game, but let's get the one negative out of the way. Our offense just never could get any rhythm. Their defensive front, I thought, was very, very effective, and I'm sure you've analyzed it and figured out how we'll get better going forward. But if that's a fair statement to say, the other thing is it wasn't just a runaway blowout. It just gradually, they scored gradually because our defense was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Just offensively couldn't get any rhythm.
Yeah, we played really hard on defense, and we aligned differently on defense this week for the first time all year. It was the first time we've played that defense. So to go out and play like we did and play hard on that side of the ball was encouraging. A few plays where we missed a tackle or two that were big plays where they scored on, but for the most part on defense, we did what we're supposed to do and came downhill this week, which was good, something we lacked against Boonville. So we're playing forward and going and getting the run, and their running back's tremendous, so that was a heck of a challenge. But other side of the ball offensively, we watched today, and it's just, you know, it's a combination of they're really good up front, their D tackles are really good, especially on the inside there, creating penetration. And then our guys, we got to focus in a little bit more pre-snap and think about, you know, what's going on instead of, you know, just worried about getting off the ball. We got to think about what we're doing and how to do it instead of, just watching the ball get snapped and going forward somewhere. So we got to execute better.
Something else that I noticed that it was reminiscent to me of Heritage Hills, when it looked like we'd have a good play out to the edge one way or the other, and all of a sudden there's a swarm of defenders there. I've never seen any team like Heritage Hills that gets everybody to that point of attack so quickly, and yet then last Friday night I noticed Gibson Southern did. It was not just a one or two people, it was like half a dozen.
Yeah, and the reason that teams get to places and get to the ball is because we don't execute well. And, if there's linebackers flying to the ball, most of the time they're supposed to be blocked by somebody, and if we're not getting there, then they're going to look fast on defense. And so we've got to execute a lot better in the blocking game, both on the offensive line and at receiver on the outside edge. But it's a credit to them for playing extremely hard, and they work on that. And so when you work on that all the time and the other team doesn't execute, you look really fast on defense. So,
yeah, I mean, it just seemed like the second-level blocks weren't getting done in an effective manner, and that adds up over time to where it wasn't like a big blowout like Alan said. It was just something gradually that kept developing as the game progressed. You know, that's a hard place to play at the Jewel.
Sure.
They've got a strong 12th man presence, and it was their homecoming, believe it or not. I hate to schedule these homecomings, but it seems like, you know, we didn't have the opportunity to ruin that. But Alan, you know, you broke down the stats. What else jumped out?
Well, the if I recall, the plays were almost dead even. The number of plays per team, I've got 46 apiece. And I might be a play or two off, but that was pretty close.
Wait, did Alan just admit that he was a play or two off?
I said I might be. His statistician might be a play or two off also.
Okay.
So we don't know, but mine might not agree with yours exactly. But
the power of the IU close. Diploma.
That's right. We're going to be pretty close. But something I don't recall you throwing a pass to Brady Schickle anytime earlier in the season. Am I right? Was that,
yeah,
Friday night was the first time, and he caught four balls. Looked like he'd been doing it all along.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He can do a lot of things, and it was good to get him involved. We had a little different set on offense too, with the extra couple backs in the backfield, and so we wanted to get him involved there as a blocker, and then also in the play action game. And you know, that's good that not only that we were able to execute those plays correctly, but that he was able to get some confidence in that role. And, you know, he'll be in that role a lot going forward. We're kind of easing him into it and letting him get comfortable on defense before we don't worry about the other side of the ball too much, but he showed what he could do.
Earned him another free pizza.
It got him free pizza. That's right. Well, when we thought, you know, he had four passes, he had a blocked pass, he had at least one, if not several, sacks.
Two sacks, yep.
And other tackles along the way. I'm going to sum that up and say he's going to be real difficult for you to coach because you're going to have to keep raising the bar of expectations for him, and he's still going to exceed it, and you're going to have to raise it again and again and again over the next 3 years.
Yeah, Brady's a competitor, and that's what we love, maybe more so than anybody we have, if not, you know, equal to others. He wants to be coached all the time. He wants to get better all the time. When you get on him, he says, yes, sir, and he looks you in the eye, and he wants to make sure he gets it right the next time, and he's determined that he's going to do that, and that's why, as a freshman, he's able to play. You know, yeah. There's some of these young guys are just getting used to being coached up hard, mm-hmm. and it's not easy to take that the first couple times there as a freshman, but he is he understands it, he gets it, he wants to get better, and the bottom line for Brady is he just wants he wants to perform for the team. He wants the team to do well above all else, so yeah. He's a selfless player.
And he's got big shoes to catch up to with Grandpa. I'll tell you, the other thing that occurred to me as I was driving home Friday night, it's a good thing you do not have a freshman football team because they would be under-challenged. They would just murder every opponent they would face. You got guys that are competing very, very successfully at the high school, at the varsity level.
That are freshmen.
Freshmen. They're not just out there filling roles. They're getting after it.
And, contributing.
Absolutely.
Say, yeah, you take your bumps and bruises on Friday nights, the freshmen, you know, they've all made plays that have been involved. You know, they've also made their share of mistakes, too.
Sure.
But that experience is going to be invaluable down the road. And sometimes with the freshmen, you can get them in early, and they might become overwhelmed or lose confidence. But this group's not that way.
Looks to me like they grow every week.
Yeah, the thing with them, that, like I talked about with Brady, is that group's not going to get their feelings hurt when you get on them. They're not going to pout and whine. They really, really are determined to get better every time that they go out there and get a rep. So it's an impressive group in that front. Obviously, talent-wise, they can do things too, but they really stand out for their coachability and just wanting to get better.
Sounds to me like they got good parents. They chose their parents
sure.
very well.
Do you get a choice?
Well, it's all in how you phrase things, Mr.
Okay,
Cook.
I just wanted to clarify that.
I used to be in sales. Okay. There are ways of saying things. But, yeah, it's just very impressive to watch the different ones that you've got playing. And we've talked about the kickoff team before. It's just freshman after freshman just lined up and down there. And they're not particularly huge, but they just get after it. And mm-hmm. that's very impressive. So
like a wind-up toy. I mean, you just crank them up as tight as you can wind
going.
Them and just let them go.
They got energy to burn, but it'll be more fun when you can coach 18-year-old muscles instead of 15. But you're going to have fun this next few years with those kids. But we're up on our first commercial break.
We're going to take a brief two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
When you want pizza in Mount Vernon, you need a Poncho's Pie. Poncho's Pizzeria is open every day from 4 to 9. Poncho's has that perfect thin and crispy crust and all of your favorite toppings. Choose from one of their specialty pizzas or create a custom pizza of your own. Check out the full menu online at ponchospizzeria.com. You can order online or by calling 812-831-3737. Pick up a Poncho's pie on the fly from Poncho's Pizzeria, 425 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927, with locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville. The Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon, with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Schmessler, the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show, live from United Fidelity Bank. And at United Fidelity Bank, they're helping you save money. That's one of their top priorities. For more information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. Now, little show note, next week will be on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Because of the Columbus Day holiday, the bank will be closed. So it'll be Tuesday night at 5:30 next week. And hopefully we'll have a lot to talk about, because this is a very, you know, each week we talk about it being a big week, Coach. But when you have the county week, I mean, that's a trophy game. So, I mean, there's not a lot to get motivated for. That you'd have to really, you know, there's a lot to get motivated for, but you don't really have to get the kids amped up.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we had, you know, opening weeks at Heritage Hills, that's always a big week. We had a couple of homecoming games, those are big weeks. We had a 6A opponent in Jeffersonville, that's a big week. Boonville's a big week, Gibson Southern's a big week, and now North Posey. That's, with high school kids, does it get, do they feel that it's too repetitive talking about the importance of each game, or do they really get amped up for each one?
I think they, week to week's a little bit different each week, but this week you can kind of feel it already. There's just a little bit more energy there, and you know, these guys are fired up. They've grown up playing against those guys and know those guys over there, and so there's obviously a lot to play for, and our guys will be excited and ready to go.
Are they? Do you want to ask if he's flowing wide open playbook?
That's your call.
Is Grant Doherty going to be throwing any passes? Do you have anything special, or is it just kind of going to continue getting better at everything that you do and correcting some of the errors that missed assignments from last Friday, those kind of things?
Yeah, we've got to clean things up. We've got to, like I talked about earlier, we have to think the game a little bit more. We're forgetting to think about the advantage we have. When we call a play, we know the play, and the defense does not know the play. So, like, we as a team, that seems like a really simple idea, but we have to take advantage of the fact that we know what we're running and they don't. So, like, when we're blocking and play's supposed to go to my left as a lineman, I can't let the defender go to the left. It's a pretty simple concept, yeah. Because the ball's going there. Mm-hmm. And we're failing to do that a little bit, not just up front on the line, but as skill guys, too, when we're supposed to be blocking. A lot of blocking errors to where we've got to clean those up. And so plays-wise, we don't need to put anything crazy in. We need to do well at the stuff we have in, because that will set up down the road. If we can do well, then we can put some stuff in that's a little bit more creative and fun. But we've got to do the simple things right.
How do you, at this stage in the game, how do you revisit some of those simple things? You know, what's the coaching metric there to get them motivated again, to kind of teach those things that – you know, you might have forgotten it since week one.
Well, as coaches, we have to remind ourselves, when we did over the weekend, that if we're seeing these things and we're not getting the job done, that we have to get better as coaches, and we're not doing our job right. And because if we were doing our job right, we wouldn't have the same problems. And so we have to reevaluate kind of what we do as coaches, be more motivational, add more energy, but then go back to those early on things and fix them. I think you kind of maybe sometimes get in a hurry and win some games that are early in the season and think you've got some things figured out. And then you move on and move past those basics like blocking and with correct angles and pad level. And so back to the very basic things that we have to do to play winning football is what we're going to focus on.
Now, I have the theme as a wideout for this week against North Posey. I've been told that on high authority. And, you know, it's always a big week. Do you have a theme when you play these countywide games for a trophy? I mean, do you come up with a theme, or is it just something that we got to effectively execute at what we do?
We're just trying to go 1-0 this week. That's what we talked about today, and we're going to talk about all week is we have to find a way to go 1-0, whatever that is. And so, like we just talked about, the basic things like playing physical, having great pad level, playing with energy, thinking the game, making sure we understand what we're doing before the ball is snapped, just those basic things, and do them really well. And a lot of people get focused on the fancy stuff and the big plays and all this, but it's got to go back to doing the little things right, start there, and then play really hard.
You know, looking at North Posey early in the season, I looked at their scores, and I thought, they're not very good. And then they come up, and was it last week they beat, or 2 weeks ago they beat Heritage Hills in overtime?
Double overtime.
It was double overtime. And then they go into overtime against Forest Park, whom, no offense to Forest Park, they're great hosts. They have served great pizza. But I didn't think their team offered that much. They had a couple good running backs, but without the big uglies, they're not going to burn you a whole lot with that. And yet it took North Posey overtime to get to them. So on one hand, you'd say, well, which North Posey team, or which team's going to show up? On the other hand, you know which team you're going to get because you're Mount Vernon.
Yeah, they're in the same boat as us as far as the really, really young team. I think they have two seniors on their team, and we have three left playing or four. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the same kind of conversation of, you know, what are you going to be that week? Who's going to step up and lead, and who's going to perform and have a good week of preparation? And with a young team on both sides coming up this week, it's going to be who focuses on preparing. So making sure that you're locked in on what your job is going to be, and making sure you can go execute it, and making sure you put the time in that was needed to get ready.
One thing's for sure, they do have an excellent running back in Jed Galvin. He was a freshman last year, and he's the real deal. He's not the fastest kid on the field. He's just an extremely good running back at most phases of the game. And now he's a sophomore. So do you have any special plans other than stay in your lanes, make sure you don't over-pursue, contain, et cetera, cliche number one, two, and three?
he's what we call a football player or dude. He could probably play offensive line, tight end, quarterback, receiver, play anywhere on defense, and would be a good player the way he plays. He's hard-nosed, and as a football player, you can tell he loves the game, and he did not play last week, and then came out of the game the week before late with an injury. So we don't necessarily know either way which way he'll go on that. But obviously a tremendous athlete and a game breaker. And if you watch that Heritage Hills tape, you see just exactly how valuable he is to that team, and made some big plays down the stretch to win that one.
Well, Alan, final question of this segment.
Yeah, I guess that you might have just explained why it took overtime to beat Forest Park if he was not in the game. He is truly a difference maker, and it's no surprise. I hate seeing players get injured. I'd just soon play him and play him, and let's see who wins.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You never want, when you go against a team, you want their best shot, and you never know. He may be healthy and playing this game. We don't have info, but
maybe they chose to rest him last week,
sure,
because of, I mean, no disrespect to Forest Park, but maybe they felt they could beat him without him.
Yeah, and we're kind of in the same injury train and hurt train this year too. So it's part of the game, but it kind of takes the air out of you sometimes. And when kids work really hard and are really good players, and then they don't get that. Very limited opportunity to play high school football because it is very limited. I mean,
yes,
you get 10 games every year guaranteed, and with health concerns, you could lose a fourth of that on one blow, to the right part of your body, and you're done for a fourth of that right there, and all that hard work's kind of gone. So
you lost the Lippi family in one night, and
yeah.
Of course, the senior was the tough one, tough on him. But he was awfully key to your offense.
Yeah,
to your defense, excuse me.
He was rolling out there for the coin toss last week. I don't know if you guys saw him.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was
yeah.
Awesome. He was fired up for that, and we love Colton, and he's still a big part of our team and program, so that doesn't change. He can't go run around and knock people out at linebacker, but he's still a big part of what we're doing.
You just reminded me of the one point I wanted to make earlier, and I let it slip by. The one of the really good things I was so impressed with on tackles, I could always find almost always or somebody on the feet and somebody up high. Mm-hmm. And it was almost always two or more. And sometimes it was so many I couldn't pick them out. But generally, if somebody went and got their feet, somebody else was finishing them off high. And usually the high one was going to be Payne Healy. He was always, he was usually high, and then the low people were, of course, Parker Willard and others of that, size.
Yarber, Krieger, Yarber, Schneider, yes. The whole gang.
Yeah,
all I hate of to them. Cut you both off, but we're up on our final timeout. We got to take a brief 2-minute timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 FM WMVI.
Whether you're on the playing field or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Lucas Messmer and Mount Vernon football the best of luck this season.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
At the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, owner Todd Burnett believes that the classic barber shop is more than just a place to get your hair cut. Todd is helping men look and feel their best. From haircuts to styling to scalp treatments and beard trimming to straight razor shaves, Todd does it all. At the Fox, walk-ins are always welcome, open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to noon. Stop in at 200 Main Street in Mount Vernon and let Todd take care of you at the Fox.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. A final time, Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, and Coach Messmer. It is the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show here on PoseyCountyRadio.com and 106.7 FM WMBI live from United Fidelity Bank. And at United Fidelity Bank, helping you save money is one of their top priorities. For more information about their standout CDs and rates, contact one of their 8 convenient tri-state banking centers. United Fidelity Bank is proud to support local high school athletics. Now, here's the big segment. You know, Alan's a foodie. And I've got it on high authority from Mr. Baldwin himself that the meals last week, you had chicken on the beach on Thursday.
So what you're saying, Chris, you went over Lucas's head to get this information.
And this week it's meatballs and pasta. You're going to have a featured speaker this week. It's a 1985 Mount Vernon alumni, Brett Baldwin, member of the M Club Hall of Fame, and that's Bo Baldwin's uncle. So looks like you're going to have a good event Thursday night.
Yeah, we're fired up about it again, and the meals are always awesome, and I know Andy's fired up for his brother Brett to be there to speak, and Bo will be too. And so I know he'll have a great message. And as a Mount Vernon guy, he'll have a great, I'm sure, something to go with the North Posey game. And I think he's been kind of sitting on this game as our speaker since, you know, way back. Yeah. He wanted this one for Thursday, so it'd be cool to hear from Brett. And you know, we're always fired up for those. So.
Now, they also do the tournament draw this weekend, don't they? Are you guys doing anything for that?
Yeah, we'll talk this week and get a little something together. We can't do anything official or mandatory, but it's on a Sunday, so but we'll we'll hold a little something and have, give kids a chance to hang out and watch that. So last year we went to Brittle Bank and in the shelter house and had a big TV under there, and we'll try to get something similar this year and see how that shakes out. So.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the draw goes this year, you know, with a little bit change in the sectionals.
Yep.
There's some different teams that people might not be familiar with that are in the draw. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out, and we'll have that to talk about next week as well. Alan, I'll let you take a question in our final segment.
Well, the main thing is, as you're heading toward the section, you're playing it one game at a time. We got to go, as you said, 1-0 this week, but we need to get everybody healthy for a couple weeks down the road.
Yeah, it's all about the tournament anyway. I know everybody, we want to win every single week and go 1-0. That's, you know, obvious, but we have to get to be our best by tournament time. And so these next 2 weeks are really about self-improvement and making sure, you know, the things that we're not doing correctly, we have to fix them. We have to get as good as we can by the time the tournament starts. And then when you get in the tournament, anything can happen. So we got to really, like I said, focus in on self-improvement, making sure we fix the problems that we have right now. We have to make sure we correct them so we're ready to roll.
Absolutely. And, this is, we always talk about three seasons, the preseason, which is only a scrimmage evening, and that's it. And then you go into the regular season, and now you got the tournament coming up. And along with that, three parts of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. Your special teams, once again, you know, great thing about sophomore kickers, they become juniors, and Grant Doherty's been doing a terrific job this year. I'm particularly impressed with his punting.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
Good target practice.
I think Gibson Southern got more reps than we wanted. We don't want him to be busy.
You don't want his leg tired at the end of the game.
I tell him every week, I hope I don't bring you out, Grant, for punt. And we kind of joke around about it every week. Punt team, I hope we don't need you. But, no, he did a good job, and we haven't had to punt a ton this year. But he hung it up high enough where, you know, they had the long kid back there. He's a really good player, and he didn't feel comfortable returning it with the hang time. And so it was a great job by Grant and the punt team getting down there to cover those, and it really helped with field position and made them have to work a little harder with gaining more yards to go score.
Yeah, they did have some longer drives than that. And as we said, your defense played pretty well. They really didn't. They didn't give up the big fast stuff. I think there was one that was, but yeah. Other than that, they played very, very well. But I'm glad to hear you got a good meal coming up Thursday night. The kids will enjoy that, and hope everybody can make the trek up.
The whiteout.
Yeah, it's not very far.
Yeah, my professional favorite team had an experience of whiteout Thursday night up against Cincinnati. It was something to see, so it'd be really impressive to see the Mount Vernon fans up North Posey.
And did you say it's homecoming again?
I'm not sure. It was homecoming last week.
You know, we went and we ruined Jeffersonville's homecoming in a big way, and we'll just see what happens.
It is a county trophy game, and, you know, that's always a big thing when you get a trophy game towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Kind of sets the tone for the tournament that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, any final thoughts, Coach, as we wrap up County Week?
No, just looking forward to seeing how many fans we can get packed in the stands over there. And hopefully, if you don't get there early, you've got a stand. And we got it all the way full, and we can line the side of the fence there along the track all the way up and down. And we need a lot of noise, a lot of energy from our crowd. And our guys, we're going to get them ready this week, and we're going to play extremely hard. So we're going to go up there and see what happens, but we're going to make sure our kids are playing as hard as they can on Friday.
The last one leaving town Friday, turn the lights out.
Yep.
And, we hope to have a really good crowd up there. And as always, listen to Chris and me at 106.7 and online at
PoseyCountyRadio.com.
Yep. And with that, we'll say good luck to the coach, and I'll turn it back to Chris and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck and Coach Messmer and Dave back at the station, I'm Chris Cook. And I wanted to thank you for listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show live on 106.7 FM WMVI. We're going to join the Cardinals game in progress. We'll join that in progress, and we'll see you Friday night at 6:45.
The Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI has been brought to you and hosted by United Fidelity Bank. Mount Vernon sports all season long brought to you by the M Club, Bud's Hardware, the Fox Barber and Grooming Lounge, Keitel Eye Care, the Posey County Co-op, and United Fidelity Bank. Tune back in next Monday, 5:30, for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI.